It's Friday, December 19th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines.
The eyes have it.
Kenya's parliament passed controversial anti-terrorism laws on Thursday, despite a dramatic session of fistfights and shouting. Opposition lawmakers had argued the legislation threatened civil rights and free speech. The measures increased the time authorities are allowed to hold suspects without charge from 90 days to 360 days. Under the laws, media organizations can be punished if they print material that is, quote, likely to cause fear or alarm. President Uhuru Kenyatta urged politicians to approve the new laws. The Kenyan leader has faced mounting pressure to boost security since Somali al-Shabaab militants attacked Nairobi's Westgate Mall in September 2013, killing 67 people.
Dogs are bludgeoned, their throats were slit, and some of them were even skinned alive.
Animal rights group PETA has uncovered a grisly trade in dog skin in China. During a one-year investigation, activists visited three slaughterhouses and six processing plants. They discovered that dog skin is sold to leather producers and that some of it gets exported to foreign countries. PETA says part of the problem is that there's minimal oversight to ensure dogs are killed in a humane manner. Dog meat is openly served in restaurants across China, but the government hasn't admitted to knowing about the production of dog skin. Activists say the goods are widely available across the country. It looks like a fish and swims like a fish, but it's a drone. The U.S. Navy's new Ghost Swimmer robot is part of an experiment to explore the possibilities of using unmanned underwater vehicles. America's military has looked to biomimicry before, that is, transforming designs from nature into new technology. Measuring 5 feet long and weighing in at around 100 pounds, the drone can operate in water as shallow as 10 inches or dive down to 300 feet. For now, the Ghost Swimmer is gathering data on tides, currents, and weather conditions at a base in Virginia. But it could be used for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions down the line. A two-hour firefight between vigilante groups has left at least 11 dead in western Mexico. Authorities say a turf war between two group leaders triggered the confrontation in the town of La Ruana in Michoacán State. Local residents formed self-defense groups in 2013 because they were concerned security forces weren't doing enough to protect them from the Knights Templar drug cartel. The government earlier this year sent reinforcements to bring the area under control, but the incident is evidence that officials have more to wrestle with than drug gangs. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Este año vamos ya 11 desmembrados. La primera teoría es que entre ellos se desmembraban porque era fácil mutar de banda delincuencial a banda criminal. Entonces empezaron a desmembrar como para generar terror, miedo, zozobra. Mire lo que les pasa a aquellos sapos, a aquellos que se van al otro lado.
LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin,
Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Nationwide, 800-313-9443. Here are the headlines making news at OutcastRadio.net. And I have reloaded the website. Changing your DNA through mind control. Double amputee controls two bionic arms with his brain. Shock study, marriage rate declines with porn use, threatening economy and society. E-cigarette shops unhappy with 95% vapor tax proposal. Not just tolls, easy pass, keeping an eye on speeders, and a little bit of sugar for you. Kangaroo versus drone. Kangaroo wins. All those stories at OutcastRadio.net. On Thursday, the question of the day, your favorite rock group or artist, anyone you could see in person, dead or alive. And I thought, why don't we continue with this evening with an expert and authority on rock and roll. He is a writer and a producer. His name is Mark Elsis. And it's great to have him back on the show again. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
It's wonderful. Thanks for having me back on to talk about something that I'm near to my heart and my life. I've been a real music fan, as I sort of discussed with the John Lennon interview. That John touched me, and the Beatles touched me very early in music. And my father worked with Robin Leach to start the first rock and roll magazine, I think, in the world. It was called Go Magazine, and so that also helped me to be in touch with the music scene very early on. And my sister then ran away and went out to Haight-Ashbury and hooked up with the Grateful Dead and Janis and all these people. So it's I've had a background of music, and I've always loved music, and you know, from rock and roll all the way now through classical music and Mozart. But
you mentioned Robin Leach. Are you talking about the rich and famous guy?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I met him when I was working at a station in Danbury. I had him as a guest on my show. I didn't know. What was he, a rock and roll producer back in the day?
I don't know. You know, I don't know his whole story, but I know he was the main impetus behind that Go magazine, which I believe was the first rock and roll magazine in the world, and they were just making it. And my father was head of advertising for it, and they had offices in London, New York, L.A., San Francisco, and they were doing very well. They just had an IPO, and then they got crushed. I guess the people with real money came in and said, "Oh my God, there's a big niche here," and that was the end of that. So, but it bestowed upon me just. All of this sort of back channeling kind of, you know, I got the every week, I think it came out, it was a weekly, I believe, and I'd get the magazine and go through it, and because I had an older sister that was very much into the whole music 4.5 years older than I, then I sort of got an early going leading into this and loving it. I mean, the Beatles, you know, changed my life when I saw them on Ed Sullivan. And I even before that, I remember listening to other early music. I mean, you know, I was indoctrinated with my father with like Frank Sinatra, and he used to bring me to all the Broadway shows, and especially the musicals back then, West Side Story and South Pacific and Music Man and all that kind of stuff. But so I've always had a love for music, and it's the heartbeat of man. So it's wonderful. You know, you brought up the question, so I answered it a couple of days ago by email to you, and I said my warm-up bands would be the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Jim Morrison and the Doors. And my feature band, of course, would be John Lennon and the Beatles. So but there are so many great musicians. And I told you off air, which was really funny, you announced me, I think today, you played a bumper music of Golden Earring, Radar Love, which it was actually the first group I ever saw as the warm-up group for my first concert for The Who during their more or less like second half of their Quadrophenia tour. And it was the last night, I think it was June 17th or something, 74, and their last night of this tour, and they smashed all their instruments. And it was funny because my little gang we had back then, we called ourselves Who, and we all got tickets, and we were like in the last row in Madison Square Garden, and you know, we were so into Who, and the Quadrophenia, really an epic album, just beautiful.
So Golden Earring, were they following in the steps of the Who? Was that a trend back then for all bands to just destroy their instruments at the end of the show?
You know, I don't know about that, but they were pretty good. You know, it was I've seen a lot of warm-up bands in my life, and they were that was one of the greatest shows I've ever been to. Was my first show. It was just incredible. That I believe it was like three and a half years they didn't smash their instruments, as they were known early on to do the Who. Not that that made the show great, but it was it ended with quite a spectacular ending. And it was a great show. It's just,
it's really interesting. I was answering email because I go through my email before I get on the air, and someone had mentioned Van Halen as their group, and I just happened to be listening to Van Halen on my headphones, and the day before someone had suggested Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding as a bumper song, and when I'm answering that email, I just happen to be listening to that very song. It's interesting how when you're with people that are like-minded, that music connection, there's an osmosis that occurs where you just are on the same wavelength when exactly at the same time.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like laughing out loud about this, you know, you introducing in Golden about rock and roll, and Golden Earring is the bumper music. What's the likelihood of that? It's but that's the way it is. That, you know, you're in the right place in the universe when such things happen. And music does that, you know. When you were playing the Elton John songs, original flight, you know, it harkened me back to being with my first real girlfriend, and that wonderful, beautiful time of being, you know, 15, 16 years old again, and listening to, you know, and you were right in the, I haven't heard any of these albums in so long, and that epic that you were playing, which you just mentioned, it was just, it's a haunting, haunting song. And Elton just put out, you know, just an enormous amount of really, really great music in the early 70s.
And that really is his Stairway to Heaven, you know, Funeral for a Friend, Love mm-hmm. Lies Bleeding. And you never hear it on the radio. You don't even hear it on classic rock stations anymore.
No, I guess it's because it's too long. It's sort of like the Chambers Brothers' Time, which was, it goes back to, I think, 68. That mm-hmm. song was one of, it was like 11 minutes long or something, or even Light My Fire.
Light My Fire, In the God of the Vita, Get Ready by Rare Earth.
Hey Jude by the Beatles, right.
That was another one that came in at about 8 minutes. And that's the problem with radio today. It's run by a bunch of bean counters. No one knows what the history of the music is and the passion of it and the connection that people have to it.
Well, that's another thing is that, you know, I lived in, was brought up in New York City, so I had WAWFM. And even this other one, as in the late 70s, got hold, WLIR in Long Island. Mm-hmm. That was even sort of more hip, even. And I guess, I don't know, more punky and that whole thing, because I never really got into the disco very much.
Yeah, Scott Muni was the man at WNEW. He was rock and roll. We're going to take our first break, Mark. We're talking about the history of rock and roll, your favorite rock bands. And coming up next, Mark's going to talk about an encounter he had with a guy who walks backwards. Did not know that. This is Outkast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD, along with Mark Elsis. Mark, you had an encounter with Michael Jackson. I had no idea. How did you meet Michael Jackson?
I was in perhaps the best hour after hours club in New York called 8 p.m. It was down on 59 Murray Street. And interesting, the United Airlines Flight 175 that hit the second the towers, the South Tower, you can see the engine go through the tower, and it landed like right in front of this club on Murray Street. Anyway, I was on the first floor. I was having a drink, and I noticed. I looked over to the left toward the front and, entrance, and I see somebody coming toward me, and it was really interesting. It was like I saw his aura, and I don't see auras. And he was I stepped back in front of him, and I didn't know who it was, and I said, "My, you're an awful handsome black man. Are you an actor?" And I usually wouldn't be saying such thing to other guys, but he stopped and looked at me for perhaps a half a second, eye to eye, and then just walked on. And it was then I noticed this whole entourage walking behind him. And I went, stepped forward to the bar, and then I said, I got a little perturbed. I said, "Man, I just gave this guy like the greatest compliment in the world, and he didn't even say thank you. And like, who the hell does he think he is?" And so I knew, I was, people knew me at the club, let's call it, say that. And they had a VIP room on the third floor. And it was real interesting because I was like a really great Frisbee player at the time. In the freestyle Frisbee thing. And anyway, the bartender up on the third floor at AM PM, if anybody ever saw the Tom Cruise film Cocktail, I think this is where they got it, because I used to call this bartender Balance, and I knew all about Balance, like I said, because I was really like one of the elite people in the world playing freestyle Frisbee at the time. And this guy was just amazing. And so I said, "Hey, Balance, where did that black guy go with the whole entourage?" And he points to a glass-enclosed VIP room. So I walk on over, and I open the door, and he's sitting there, and I say, "Hey, buddy, nothing for nothing." And he just said, "Please sit down." He did totally disarmed me when I was going to sort of lay into him. And I sit down next to him, and we start talking. He has, by the way, the most beautiful mulatto girl sitting next to him. And the whole room is all black people. And we start talking, and at the time I was a poet, and I just wrote this poem called Somehow Succeed. And I said, it's divide and conquer. And that, you know, they'll call you a nigger, and they'll call, and it's, when I said that, everybody in the room, I said it too loud, and everybody in the room like what? And he just raised his hand a little bit. And it was the most interesting feedback, because everybody just went back to what they were doing. Like, this guy didn't say it for that reason. And so I said, "And, you know, and you're a spick, you're a chink, you're all these divisions. It's to create division and to divide us." And he was going, "Oh, that's excellent." I read him the poem, and he really liked the poem. And it was totally more about dividing us, just in dividing us in every different way and bringing us to war, and about economic stuff, this whole poem. And we're talking, and I said, "So, what's your name?" And he goes, "Does it really matter?" And I said, no, it doesn't matter. And then one of the top guys in the club came in and comes in with Dom Perignon, and this person that I was talking to just said, "No, I want water." And we kept talking, and I went on about the same theme, and I said, "It's like the Jets and the Sharks of West Side Story." And as soon as I said that, I literally like saw the light bulb go off of his head, and it was like I could see inside his mind that he then was formulating what was going to happen. and what I found out a year and a half later. And so we talked for about an hour, and I asked him one other time. So, because after this guy came in with the Don Pignon and all that, I said, look, this guy doesn't do this for anybody. Who are you? And he goes, it doesn't matter. And by the way, I knew music when I met him almost better than anybody. I mean, I was on top of music, and I didn't recognize him, which is, like, impossible, but I didn't. Didn't know who I was talking to at all. And so we talked for about an hour or so, and they got up, and everybody left. And I walked out to the bartender, Balance, who's like 40 feet away, and he could see right into this glass-closed VIP room. And I went to him. I said, Balance, who was that guy I was talking to? And he started laughing hysterically. And he said, you didn't know who you were talking to? I said, no, who was it? And he goes, that was Michael Jackson you were talking to, Mark. And they Jackson 5 and Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I was talking to Michael. And I went, oh my God. So a year and a half passes, and I'm living with this woman, and I hear a scream from the living room. And she already knew the story. And I come out to the living room, and she's pointing at the TV, and the song Beat It is on. And so what I did for Michael was to give him the background information for him to create the song that made the album Thriller the largest selling album of all time. And I sometimes recollect back. You never know who you're talking to sometimes, and you never know what you put out to people and who's how you crossed paths. And all I can say is that I gave him that idea, and he created magic with it, because Beat It is just a wonderful, wonderful song and a really great video, and it is off the largest selling album in history. So it's that's Michael Jackson's story, and people usually say, well, did you make any money off it? Do you sue him for it? I said, no, it's not about suing him for it. He did as well as anybody could ever do with the conversation that we had that evening about that subject. And so I'm enormously proud of that one little one-hour conversation with Michael Jackson and what he did. And what he did in his life. I mean, you know, Michael, there's a lot of controversy about him. And by the way, you know, right before I met him, he put out an album called Off the Wall, which sold like 10 million albums. and I didn't recognize him. And I guess he was in sort of transition.
He was transitioning his color then, because
yes, he was.
It was off. I thought with Off the Wall, he kind of achieved a good color, if you will, because it was before he became whiter than me. We're talking with Mark Helsis and the history of rock and roll. More to come. This is Outkast Radio. Black and white in a gray world.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Sure to check out the website when you get a chance. Stories making news, changing our DNA through mind control. Double amputee controls two bionic arms with his brain. Shock study, marriage rate declines with porn use, threatening economy and society. This neuroscientist is trying to upload his entire brain to a computer. The singularity and what Putin is not telling us. All these stories at outcastradio.net. On the line, we've got Mark Elsis, and we're talking about the history of rock and roll. And I think you have one more surprise group or artist that you did meet in the rock and roll genre. Who would that be?
I could tell you a few stories, but probably the one of the most amazing stories also is perhaps my second greatest story. I used to drive a taxi in New York, and I was outside Studio 54, the famous Studio 54. It was it's like 4:30 in the morning, and I was third taxi in line, and out walks John Denver. And I asked the universe to please let him choose my taxi. And I drove a taxi for a while at night in New York, and I was never third in line, and anybody bypassed the first two taxis. He did. And he gets into my taxi, and I turned around and I said, "You're John Denver, that's Studio 54, it's 4:30 in the morning. I said, you just blew Rocky High, And he started laughing. And he looks at my high glasses. He goes, "Mark, who are you?" And I said, "I'm a mad Irish poet here to save our species." And he goes, "What did you say?" He goes, "By the way, I'm going to the Carlisle," which was what President Kennedy said. Anyway, "Mark, I just got back from Japan, and they fed everything into this supercomputer, and about carrying capacity, and that it came out to like 2036 that we would pass our what is known as a mega point." And so we were talking about this on the ride up, and he was such a really wonderful man, a really genuine, beautiful individual, human being. And I got to the Carlisle, and we just kept talking. And this wasn't too long after John Lennon's assassination. And we talked for perhaps an hour. And I finally told him, I said, "You know, you're one of the major people in the world." I said, "John Lennon was just assassinated, and you're one of the major musicians on the planet. And not only that, but you do all these major shows on TV, and even Hollywood, Oh God." And I said, "You know, you should go over to Russia and play music to tell them our people and your people are the same. It's the governments that are getting in the way." And he went, "Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Mark." And anyway, we talked about nuclear issues and environment and all these different issues and his music. And then he went, you know, and I went home after a long night. And a few years later, I hear that John Denver is the first musician, major musician in Russia to play music and tell them we're all the same on this planet. And he also did this in China. And I threw rallies when I was living in New York City right before I left. I threw rallies in front of the United Nations and the White House, actually above the restaurant when Steinfeld, where it says restaurant. I actually threw a little rally there, and I threw a little rally in front of the New York Times also. But my major rallies were in front of the United Nations and one in front of the White House. And I asked John, I actually emailed him and got through this, and I asked him, "Please come to the rally at the White House." And he said he couldn't because it was against NASA and the Cassini mission. It's not, anyway, because it was an unmanned mission, but it was carrying 72.3 pounds of plutonium, and it was on board a booster rocket that had a 4% failure rate and then an 8% failure rate, and it was just an unsafe way to do it, and they could have done it with solar, pushing the envelope and helping solar. I asked them, it was October 12th, 1997, the day I threw that rally in front of the White House at the People's Park right across the street. And to back it up, I've been to California many times, there's a place in the Carmel Peninsula that's very special to me. It's one of the highest points on the planet for me. And later in the evening, as the rally was ending and we were candlelit prayer in front of the White House, word came in that John Denver died in a plane crash. And I later found out that his plane crashed at the exact point of where I used to go and meditate out in California at this point in this park. And I don't know what to make of this. It's sort of haunted me my whole life because here I am on the same exact day, October 12th, 1997, I invite John to come to this rally in Washington, D.C. and speak. And he says no, because he wanted to be the first civilian in space. So he said this to me, and he goes, "I can't do it." And he remembered me in the conversation, and he was very gracious. And anyway, so, but for him to die that same exact day at the point where I feel perhaps the highest on any point on this planet, that he died right off that point. I don't know what to make of it, but all I can say is that he was it was my second real girlfriend that got me into John Denver, because I was more of a hardcore rocker and even into the punk rock movement in New York and the Ramones and all that kind of thing. But I understood the beauty of his music and the serenity and just the, you know, I mean, anybody can listen to any song and just hear this guy's genius. I mean, and his first song, Leaving on a Jet Plane, got big with Peter, Paul, and Mary. And all of his music, Calypso, I mean, you just go and listen to his music. Go to John
Denver. I didn't know he wrote that. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the singer-songwriters of the 70s, like Carole King, but I did not know he wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Yes, yep, he did. And that was one of, I think, his first big hit. And so it's sort of a little bit strange. And, you know, people have asked me, because I've dug into many of the deaths, and or what I call assassinations, many people asked me about his, and I've looked into it somewhat, but I cannot say definitively if it was done on purpose or not. I do find it that he was one of the top people on the planet for raising the consciousness and enlightenment of this planet, and that he died in a very strange manner. It could have been a mistake. He could have flipped the wrong fuel tank and his little ultralight, and it could have happened the way they say it did. But and nobody will know, I don't think. And nobody's really looked into it either, but I look back upon him and you know, there goes just another meeting, and this guy makes world headline news by going over to Russia and China and playing music behind the Iron Curtain and in China. So it was another one of, you know, you just talk to somebody and that time I knew who it was, though, and give them an idea and they run with it. And so bless him and thank you, John Denver.
You just never know who you're going to affect. We've got one more segment to go, Mark. Where would you like to take the conversation as far as the history of rock and roll goes?
Well, we can take it, you know, from February 3rd, 1959. We can, okay. You know, it's wherever you want to go. I can have stories about meeting a lot of people. I mean, I, you know, in the same club.
Outside of the influence of Lynn and meeting John Denver, Michael Jackson, what experience really resonates with you? I mean, it's
Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison resonates with me because, you know, when Elvis came on at Sullivan, they only showed him from the waist up because the way he shook his hips. When the Rolling Stones went on at Sullivan, they were singing "Let's Spend the Night Together." They told them to say "Let's spend some time together," and they capitulated. When Jim Morrison and the Doors came on at Sullivan, and they were singing "Light My Fire," they were told to say something, and Jim said, "Oh, sure, we'll say it the way you want." And of course, didn't.
Yeah, and, babe, we couldn't get much higher.
Yeah, he didn't actually. And we can talk about Jim a little bit on the
way. Yeah, I think of all the artists that died too soon, Morrison always had the sound of an old soul, and I do want to get into that. This is Jazz Radio, Black and White in a Gray World. More with Mark Elson. Coming up next.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Talking about the history of rock and roll with Mark Elsis and the Walrus. And we were alluding to the fact that Jim Morrison has the soul, or did have the soul, of an old person. When you listen to the music, even today, Mark, his sound, he sounds like a man in his late 40s. The deep baritone, I mean, there's just, the voice itself doesn't fit a 26, 27-year-old man.
Interesting you bring this up. I guess not too interesting, but I used to go around asking people, what is the one adjective to describe Jim Morrison's voice? And a lot of people said, like, otherworldly. It just, he had, just a dynamic voice, as well as charisma, was really for Revolution. It was songs like Five to One, and many others. He just he didn't capitulate, and they wanted him down. And as I brought up earlier, they set him up in Miami, and for indecent exposure. And he had to leave the country. So, I mean, there was, like I said, there was 168 pictures, I believe, taken that night, and not one showed his penis exposed. And I just, like I said before, I just heard somebody that was there in the first or second row, and he didn't see anything either. And so it's funny how these things come to you when you want them through vicariously through another way. On July 3rd, 1971, if I was the United States government and I had a top five people to take care of, he's on it. So it's I don't know if it was him shooting up or what. But
so when he ended up in Paris, was he, in your opinion, in exile? Was he not going to come back?
Well, I think if he came back, he would have been put in jail. They would have made the charges stick.
Do you think that he indeed died of a drug overdose?
It's interesting because there are conflicting stories. Of Marianne Faithful has a story that he went into this local bar where she was there and OD'd in the bathroom, and they dragged him. They took him out. They didn't want to find him dead there, and went to and put him in his tub. With his girlfriend Pamela. I'm not sure. That's another one.
You'll have to excuse me. That's my dog.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. I think that's your dog. What kind of a dog do you have?
It's my best friend's dog. I'm staying at my best friend's house, and he's a barker.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Every dog is a barker.
I call him Frankie the Barker.
I would just get concerned if the dog is a talker.
Yeah.
You know, when you say a dog is a barker, you don't have to say that. It's assumed.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I was at my son's house the other night, and I don't know if it's something that happens as you get older, but I have become deathly allergic to cats. I almost had a full-on asthma attack visiting him. But dogs don't bother me at all. It's the weirdest thing.
That's interesting. The stray cats catch it?
No, are you talking about the group?
Yes.
Brian, are you talking about Brian Setzer? Yeah, allergic. I'm allergic to cats and Brian Setzer. Those are the only two that I'm allergic to.
Well, you know, it was. I was in a lot of different places. I saw tangentially jumping U2 the first time they were playing the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in a club in New York City called the Ritz, in a small club. And then I saw Bono. Coming on core for a group called The Alarm, an Irish group, who had one sort of big hit. But I used to go out and see, just all the different groups that there were in New York. Just from Max's Kansas City to CBGB's to the Mud Club, all these to the Bottom Line, the Beacon Theater, the Capitol Theater, Passaic, just all over. Saw Frampton right when his album was just making the second row and one of the greatest concerts. I saw Boston in the second row in the same theater too when their album just came out. They only played 8 songs, but they were hot. Oh God!
It's amazing how it comes full circle. I saw them 3 years ago at the Cascada in Louisiana. And the new lead singer for Boston sounds just like Brad Delp.
Yeah, bless his heart, huh?
Bless his heart. You know that guy? When I read about that suicide, it just stunned me. And then I went back and I listened to a couple of the albums, and I could see that he was really trying to reach out. I know this is going to sound kind of strange, but that song, A Man I'll Never Be, I Can't Try Any Harder. And that song is really saying, I want to stay with you, I want to be with you, but I know there's nothing I can do to keep you.
Yeah,
it's heartfelt.
I mean, there was a lot of people in that, what they call the 28 Club, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison,
Janis Joplin,
Jimi Hendrix. I mean, there was a plethora of, Jimi Hendrix. Here's a You know, he's a backup sort of guitarist that all of a sudden went viral and became what is to be perhaps the greatest guitarist in rock and roll in some respects.
And it's interesting, he went viral before there was a word called viral.
By the way, I have an unbelievable story for my texting. This is my life in a microcosm. I'm coming across 72nd Street, coming up to Park Avenue, or 79th, coming up to Park Avenue, coming from east to west, and I see this most beautiful woman flagging, and I'm going, oh yeah. And she gets in my cab, and she shuts the door. The same exact moment she shuts the door, the Beatles, George Harrison's song comes on the radio. And she goes to me, oh, George put this to me. Lincoln with Gettysburg address on the back of a paper bag. And I turned around and I said, Patty? And she goes, yes. And it was Patty Boyd. So what is the likelihood of, you know, I mean, for her, maybe it happened quite a few times ago. And here's a woman that had two of the most beautiful love songs written to her in the 20th century, Meaning Something, and Eric Clapton.
Layla.
Wonderful Tonight. Right.
Wonderful Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, and George and Eric are best friends, and she married both of them.
I thought Layla was about that.
I'm not sure, but I know Wonderful Tonight is. Layla might be.
Crazy.
And there's a song, which
talk about. Oh, Layla's timeless. You know, it's one of those songs. I was listening to it 2 days ago on radio, and I thought to myself, I'm still not tired of this song.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain songs that stand the test of time,
and that album with Wayne Holman and everybody on. Oh, fine, it's just an excellent album. It's another.
It was the only one. Was that the only album that Derek and the Dominoes put out?
I think so. Yeah. It's you know, it's just. I mean, you had the old Holman brothers too, with all those Barry and Dwayne and everybody dying.
Dwayne Allman helping out on Layla. And you know, the interesting thing about Clapton, one album with Derek the Dominoes and one album with Cream.
Yeah, and did some background with the Beatles, I believe, also, and a few of the tracks that he never got. And Billy Preston was there, the Beatles brought in different musicians that didn't really get too much notoriety. There goes who I got the first interview with, which I've already talked about, with Phil Spector for my film. And talk about, you know, probably the greatest rock and roll producer of all time. So, and he told me such unbelievable stories about John that stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about putting out sort of an outtake from our... and by the way, Phil produced a song for my movie. It's called Crying for John Lennon, which I will be releasing next October for John's 75th birthday.
Well, we're going to end it there, Mark. Give me your website so the listener can find out more about you and the projects you've got coming up.
Well, you can go to eimagine.com or strawberryfields.net or markorelsis.com or loveearth.net and cruise around. And Don, thanks once again for a great conversation.
Oh, no problem. I love it. I love it when you come on, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat soon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Outkast Radio.
Hey, it's only